Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, another live global transmission against tyranny. I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours, and we are going to have open phones, because when we have open phones, so many news items, so many issues, so many questions, so many comments get raised that I would never bring up and that my guests would not bring up. And the intel we get, the local news articles that you point out to us, every time we take calls, we end up going and finding and writing a bigger article about it, and a lot of times it becomes national news. There is a globalist tactic I've seen over and over again of compartmentalizing news around the country and around the world, where you never see how there's a congruent global standardization going on. And you never hear about the really incredible police state stuff. I mean, when there's a TSA, Army, Marine Corps, Air Force checkpoint in Texas or Iowa or Tennessee or Florida, and it's on the local news, we take that, break down how it connects to other parts of the world and our own country, give people historical analysis and context to understand this is part of a larger takeover, and to illustrate how it's another incredible signpost on the road to tyranny. That's just one microcosm example. But obviously, huge developments on the Iran front. Jerusalem Post reports Obama advisor, ex-advisor Obama ready to strike to stop Iran. Israel preparing for nuclear Iran, French news agency. We've got big economic news. And something that's been out for a few weeks, or really about a month, I covered it briefly at the time. And because we've already warned about situations like this so much, I dropped the ball because I have that blind spot. When I've already reported on something ad infinitum for years, and then it just confirms what I'm saying, I tend to not cover it right at the point everything I'm warning you about is confirmed. And this is the top threat. So I'm going to cover this coming up in the second hour after we take your calls. In fact, will you print me Australian scientist releases mousepox formula? Because that's going to tie into this. That's from about 5 years ago. Thank you. Because I saw it in my stack right before I went live, an article I hadn't seen myself this morning that they'd printed off for me. And so I had them print some more of these from a few weeks ago, from back on December 20th. Here's one of them. U.S. blocks publication of research on highly contagious bird flu strain. But that's not really what they did. When you read the fine print, the government funded the university to make an airborne superflu that kills almost everyone it comes in contact with. Now, that's nothing compared to the mousepox that you can be cheaply made by any even mid-level, level two type lab, a couple hundred thousand dollars, you can do it. The mousepox can be changed for rabbits, goats, humans, chimpanzees, mice, anything you want, and it kills 99% of those that come in contact with it. You're talking about 7.2 billion roughly, because they usually, those censuses are about 2 years behind. The Earth's clearly over 7 billion. They made a big hoopla last year. We passed the 7 billion. It's probably 100 million or more, maybe even 200 million above that. Let's just say it's 7 billion. 99% of 7 billion, you're talking about a few million people left. In fact, well, during the break, we'll pull up that actual number. You know what? This is a lot scarier than men in turbans, that you've got a better chance of being killed by honeybees or hitting your head or champagne corks. Now, you do have a better chance of being killed by LCIA than great white shark. There's, what, one death in North America every year from great whitey? five or six worldwide. Big show lined up today. We'll cover the doomsday scenario.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart. For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
In the event of an emergency, do you really trust Obama and the federal government to provide for you and your family? Modern-day emergencies like floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, snowstorms, terrorist attacks, or anything else can strike anywhere, leaving your family vulnerable. That's why you can't afford to be without emergency food supplies. If you're like most people, you know that you need emergency food supplies, but you keep putting it off. So, to help you, Ready Reserve Foods is offering a free sample kit of emergency food so you can test our food for yourself. The food really is free. You simply pay for the shipping and we'll send you the food for free. To get your free sample kit of emergency food, simply call 800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Again, that's 1-800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com. Don't wait. Call now because the free sample kits are limited. So call 800-453-2202 or ReadyReserveFoods.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Here we are, the front lines in the info war, the tip of the spear. It is an info war, hence Infowars.com, as we wage war on corruption, as we crash through the globalist lies and disinformation. We are going to be here for the next 3 hours today, and we are going to have open phones throughout the entire 3 hours on any news item, any issue, any comment, any question. You agree, you disagree, you've got a local news story, we're going to go to you. All I ask is that you be ready when you are put on air and make your point, because if I'm going to take a lot of calls, which is always very interesting and informative, the different angles and wild card directions you take us in, you need to be ready so I can move to the next person. In fact, I'm just going to give the number out now before I even get to the news. I mean, we've got the New Hampshire primary today. We've got the media ganging up on Ron Paul and then spinning it and saying your constituents or your supporters are mad you didn't talk to them when the media runs Paul out of the restaurant. You got Paul kind of getting mad at her. That's interesting. You've got the media, CBS and others, not even showing Ron Paul in second place, closing on Mitt Romney. You've got national polls out that most conservatives find Romney acceptable. That's like people that liked Obama because they thought of him as better than Bush. You know, we've had 8 years of Bush. Give us a Democrat. It's bought and paid for by the same people. I mean, it'd be like if you bought a used car that blew up on you a month after you bought it and they lied to you and it turned out it had been in a flood and had bad parts on it. Would you go back to the very same dealership? And they're like, but this is a blue car, not a red car. Or this is a yellow car, not a green car. I mean, would you trust them again? And then you know what Romney stands for, what he actually votes for. Obamacare that he wrote, open borders, carbon taxes, Al Gore loving, abortion. Oh, he was in the debates. He's all against abortion. I mean, it's worse that he's so duplicitous. If he was just for abortion, I'd respect him more than saying he's not for it, but then he supported it. I mean, he is not even a flip-flopper. He's like a weather vane, you know, up on the top of your house. Whichever way the wind blows, that's the way it points. And then there's the guy who is called pig-headed, called Dr. No, never compromises, stands with the Constitution, follows it with a, you know, absolute devotion, a purist. We've gotten pure New World Order, pure sellout, pure flip-flopping, pure corruption. So we don't want what made America great. No, we don't want Ron Paul because, you know what, CBS News doesn't show him in second place, and so he doesn't exist because the mind controllers say so. And we've got all this news on Iran that I'm going to get to in the next hour. I'm not even going to cover it till the next hour. I've got all this financial news. Greek parents too poor to care for their children are turning them into the government, which itself is going bankrupt. We've got those reports. We've got another article out of the New York Times and Village Voice. Federal agents help major drug traffickers move millions in cash. Oh, I'm glad after the Chicago Tribune, El Paso Times, and before that, PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. You know, the reporters that broke this have a name. It's Paul Watson, Curtin M.O., Steve Watson. Back in February of last year, it was in the federal court cases where drug dealers were being released or cops that didn't know what was going on had busted them, and they're in federal court, and they declare, I work for the U.S. government, national security. Here's the documents. Here's my lawyer. And the feds come into court and say, yes, it's true. We declare national security. I mean, that's in these federal court cases with Sinaloa drug cartel and others. I mean, you think the major banks get caught laundering $370+ billion in a 2-year period, just Wells Fargo and Wachovia alone, and government wasn't involved? You really think a crack house with some starving kids living in it in dirty diapers is laundering the $500 billion a year that comes in? Oh, no, the government's not involved in $500 billion. No, it's hidden under a cabbage patch. It's hidden under a toadstool. It's, folks, I'm going to be honest with you. The government's not involved. There's a Santa Claus / Easter Bunny / Keebler Elf creature that sits on toadstools, and then eggs pop up underneath it, and that's where the drug gangs keep the money and launder it. Now, that's you know, because if you don't believe in Keebler Elf, Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, creatures that lay golden eggs that the money's in, you're a conspiracy theorist. I mean, when the mega banks are caught doing all of this, you're not supposed to look at it. You're not supposed to know about it. When the cop pulls you over and wants to search your car for drugs, you're supposed to get all scared to say, okay, go ahead, violate my Fourth Amendment because I randomly might have some products your boss has shipped in. I mean, cops pull me over. I pull up to a checkpoint. That's happened before. And they want to search my car. I start laughing at them. When they laugh at me, I laugh right back. I mean, it's a joke. You know, the government deals the drugs, I say to the cops, and they never deny it. They just go, well, that's not my job. No, your job is to violate the law, the Constitution, and treat me like I'm a criminal, that I might have some products your boss has brought in. All right, I'm already ranting. And I'm going to stop right there. When I come back from break, I'm going to your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. And we can talk about the whole cornucopia. Open announcements of internet censorship they're announcing. Headline, Homeland Security monitors journalists, all journalists. They monitor preachers, everybody. It's not about Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda works for them on record. Who'd they give Libya control of? Don't you ever call me a conspiracy theorist. Don't you ever demonize Ron Paul and run national TV ads, Huntsman, who works for Obama publicly, saying he's a conspiracy theorist because he says Israel founded Hamas. It's in the Jerusalem Post. It's in AP. Just because we're informed doesn't make us bad. Just because we know what we're talking about doesn't make us evil. Just because we have our wits and our minds and our intellects and are into the real world, not football scores and can Tebow win again and your male soap operas. They were all asking the presidential candidates on the debate I watched Saturday night from New Hampshire what they do, and it was all, I watch football. And the crowd's like, oh, yes. And Ron Paul said, well, I spend it with my family. But after they go to bed, I read an economics textbook. And that's what he does. Because learning how the universe works, learning how systems work, every time you study a system, it leads back to dirty little globalists scamming everybody. And it's like ridiculous how their scams work. They're so obvious once you're informed. You try to go to the public and say, hey, I want to tell you about this scam. They're like, the Federal Reserve is federal. It took us decades to get the sheeple out there to at least admit that. And now we're going to wake everybody else up about the other issues. I mean, every day there's articles in the, quote, dinosaur mainstream corporate whore media about Alex Jones is insane. He believes they're setting up a world government run by big banks and that their ultimate goal is population reduction. And then I see the comments on CBS, ABC, just you name it, and every comment, almost everyone is like, here's the documents, Rockefeller Foundation, it's all true. It's in the bisphenol A, warn everybody, cancer's way up. I used to think he was nuts too, I apologize. Alex is right. Look at this over here. People have discovered, I'm not making any of this up. When I tell you they've got thousands of labs in the U.S. alone developing every airborne version of weapons that will kill at 90%+ with the airborne Ebola. It's got about 96%. Mousepox, 99% of humans dead, airborne, total death. Super bird flu, 95% or more, dead. I'm going to give you all the numbers next hour after I take calls. And they've got weaponized flu, and they've got a University of Texas at Galveston, level 4 bioweapon lab and a number 2 lab. And they've got crazy professors publicly saying, the time is coming, soon me and my family will die. It's sad, but it's for the earth. The airborne is coming. It's good. And then standing ovations as he's given the highest scientific award in Texas, Dr. Pianca a few years ago, and the reporters that taped it. It's just the entire, you know, 1,000+ people in attendance, all the top scientists of Texas. He's got international awards. When he projected red skulls on the wall and said the mass death is coming, they stood for a minute and began to weep. Oh, yes, oh, the mass death is coming. You know, I mean, and, oh, I'm not supposed to be concerned about that. You ever seen 12 Monkeys? I'm not supposed to be worried about any of this. No, I'm supposed to literally hide under my table because they say there's 100 Al-Qaeda in all of Central Asia, Pakistan, and Afghanistan, and most of them have pedigrees on record being trained and recruited by the CIA, British intel, and Israeli intel. I mean, this is all just facts. I'm supposed to give up my entire Bill of Rights and Constitution and let a pot-bellied pervert grab my genitals and fondle my children and fondle my wife because I'm going to be safe? I was watching Terminator Resurrection this morning on the treadmill. Nothing like a good action movie to divert yourself, and it shows they capture the humans and do medical experiments on them, the government machine system that got out of control, Skynet, and they're herding them in the processing units, and it looks like the TSA. It's all prisoner training. And then they admit that's what it is. It's getting you used to, as a law-abiding citizen, having people bug their eyes out at you, treat you like trash, and prisoner induction. Go happily right into the showers. I see it. I know what's going on. My ancestors weren't chumps, and neither am I. Now, you can disgrace your ancestors if you want and suck your thumb all day. As for me, I'm not going to do it. But after I take a passel and then some of your phone calls, a kit and caboodle, and then some, a gobbin of your calls. I'm going to get into the news.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschommel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61%. And within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north, precious home. North to Alaska, go north, precious home. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the...
Yeah, coming up, I'm going to get into the fact that our loving eugenicist government that constantly talks about how they want to kill everybody with controlled bioweapon releases once the world government's in place as the scientific kill grid, once the technocracy's in place then the plagues start getting released, and it'll always be blamed on Alciaeda or say that it naturally developed, and then they'll teach you to be in more and more lockdown cities to protect you from the future plague. There'll be a medical tyranny over you to keep you alive, and there'll be heroes that defeat the last plague, but it'll always get worse. And then there'll be those that blame the government for doing it, and they'll have to be arrested because everyone knows the government wouldn't hurt us, except we were already aware of their plan, and they're going to talk about it right now on record. You're not going to like that very much, are you, New World Order? That'll mess up your sickening control freak plan. Eric in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, Alex. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, I have two quick points for anyone listening to your radio show right now. Number one, we are nothing to them. Our lives, the lives of our loved ones, your kids, your family, means absolutely nothing to them, and they laugh at us. They don't care at all about anything you feel, anything you say or do. All they want is control over us. And we do sound paranoid. To a person that does not know what's going on, we sound paranoid and crazy.
Oh, there were stories about Hitler putting people in forced labor camps from 38 right through the end of the war, and it was on the news that it wasn't true. I mean, they had the head of the FBI in the early 50s out saying there's no such thing as organized crime. That's like saying the big banks don't launder the drug money or the government doesn't bring the drugs in. I mean, it's a known fact, but still the general public are like children. I mean, think of how stupid in 2012 or 2001 or in 1970 to say there's not organized crime. But then when they had to admit it, they said it's only the Italians. That's the group, because that was a group starting to try to muscle out the WASP and the Jewish and Dixie mafias, Irish mafia. Every group had a mafia. And the Italians were getting big britches. They're getting really big for their britches. And so they said, okay, it does exist, but it's only Italians. Again, that's how they control people's minds. Anything else, sir?
Yes, one more thing. When the Gardasil whole thing first came out, my sister, she's a nurse. She's 28 years old. So I asked her, what do you think on this Gardasil vaccine? Because I was trying to find out the truth from you and researching for myself. And I asked her, what do you think about this? She said, oh, get it. You should get it. I'm a male. I'm 23 years old. I'm a male. She says, you should get it. And I was like, why should I get something that would protect me from, you know, something that would happen to organs I don't even have? She says, oh, it can affect you in certain ways. She's a decent person. She's a great person, but she's fooled. So anyone listening that thinks that this is a joke or this is not happening or it's all lies, wake up, because they have good people fooled, and it's harming people that we love, and they don't care. And they
no,
love
I hear
it.
You. I hear you. Good points. We're going to go to more calls here in a moment, but I want to just tell the story briefly. I hired more video editors and people 6-7 months ago, as you know, and I just hired them off a Craigslist ad. I didn't say what it was for, and I didn't hire people who agree with me politically. I just hired folks to do the job, because I know you work here, you're going to see the facts, you're going to learn I'm telling the truth, you're going to join the rebellion against tyranny. But the guy we hired ended up being somebody who'd heard of the show before, and it was a libertarian. But I don't really know his wife. I'm not going to say his name. But a few weeks ago, I was up here late. He was coming to pick him up, or they were meeting here. And I said, why don't we all just go out to dinner? You know, the nighttime crew, I'll take us out to a local steakhouse. So we go out to eat, and during the conversation, I look at her, who's a nurse, and she'd come from work. She's wearing her jacket and her little nurse outfit, her scrubs. And I said to her, hey, what happened 3 years ago with the H1N1 shot? And she went, oh, my gosh. She's not even really a listener to the show. She's like, oh, my gosh. It was just, she didn't even know who I am, really. She goes, oh, my gosh, it's terrible. It's just absolutely horrible what happened. One lady at our hospital got paralyzed and has to be fed with a spoon, Guillain-Barré, and some others had some problems too, and they told us we have to wear a mask if we don't take it. And we all read the insert that it can cause us to have all these neurological disorders, but they just keep trying to make us take it. All right, we'll be right back with more of your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ@InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com. Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Merck, the same folks that put out the polio vaccine and right through until modern times know the original stocks they used to produce it, has live super deadly cancer viruses that have affected billions of people worldwide, hundreds of millions in the U.S. And I've played the Merck scientist clips here, admitting it, laughing about it. It's very, very funny. And Merck, who came out with all these other drugs, and Bayer, caught for a decade shipping out blood products they knew had HIV, their own documents. All of this comes out, and then we're weird to not just totally trust them. And they're like, how dare you say American doctors want to hurt you? No, the doctor down the street doesn't want to hurt me. They're compartmentalized, just trying to stay in business. Doctors' profits have gone down to almost nothing. I saw a USA Today article just a few days ago. Like, I saw a couple articles that were breaking down the fact that doctors are going bankrupt everywhere. Unless you're some specialist or some plastic surgeon person to the rich. But the vast majority all the major professions with people that actually buy things and do things and fund the working and middle class, that's all being phased out. Most U.S. cities are falling apart. Crime is exploding. All of this is going on, and I'm sitting there talking to a nurse who barely even knows who I am. You know, met her a couple times, and she's talking about, oh, yeah, this one nurse is totally paralyzed, and then we're some other problems. And I said, Guillain-Barré? She said, yeah, Guillain-Barré. You know, they have to feed her. She's in a wheelchair. Yeah, a friend of mine. Then she went into how they don't even want to treat you once you've gotten sick. Oh, yeah, they don't want to see you. You take the shot, start having convulsions, you're bad. Because our Lord and Savior, Merck, our false deity, the golden calf, our idol. I mean, Merck ran that hoax with Rick Perry. In 2007, Merck had a drug that in the trials in 2006 was killing people. AP, CBS News, I mean, it all came out. Killing people. And those were the lucky ones. Other people got paralyzed, Guillain-Barré's, blood pouring out of every orifice in their body. All of this crazy stuff going on. Autoimmune diseases, hair growing on their hands and feet. I mean, whoa. Because it's a virus they're injecting you with. Supposedly attenuated, but of course it came out that it had been infected with other things that was causing an effect of lowering fertility and doing some other things in the body and was contaminated with other viruses. That'd be like saying when some Super Bowl champion quarterback throws another Hail Mary touchdown, it was an accident. Or if somebody's robbing your house, it's an accident. No, it's not an accident with this group who's been caught. I mean, it's like if you have a convicted murderer who's been caught over and over again and that they get released from prison on a technicality and they get found with more dead bodies a month later. Oh, it's just an accident. Just an accident. Merck cares about us. And then you find out how all the big pharma companies were set up in the last 100 years or even before that by eugenicists to control the population. To control the population. That's why they're given government liability protection. I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm out of control. It's just that I start thinking about how these are groups knowingly caught doing bad things. And I go to CVS, I go to Walgreens, and I get lectured at the photo counter. I get lectured at the cashier about, do you want a flu shot? Here's a coupon. Do you want a loyalty card? And I'm like, no, the flu shot's bad for you. No, the loyalty card is just a way to get me to opt into being tracked. And the guy starts laughing and asking what I have to hide. And I go, that's it, pal. You weren't going to get a speech, but now you are. And I turn to the five people lined up behind me and beside me, and I go, do you understand the H1N1 shot that this CVS and others pushed caused a lot of deaths and illnesses and lowered the immunity of the regular flu? Do you realize what happened with the polio vaccine? They're like, sir, just please go. And I'm like, don't talk down to me then, okay? Don't talk at me and lecture me. Barnes & Noble does it. They get a speech. Or my children want some candy, and I'm sorry. All this even sugar stuff has aspartame. It's bad for you. Person's laughing. I go, do you know about aspartame? Sir, just whatever. Oh, I'm bad for caring what's in something my children are going to consume. You're going to get a speech now, buddy boy. You like that? Because I'm not taking it lying down. I was born in the dark, but it wasn't last night. I didn't just fall off a turnip truck. I don't like being assaulted. I don't like it. And I don't like all you little minders that work for the system and feel like you're part of it because you henpeck everybody. Get out of my way. We're here to wake people up. We're here to have a new renaissance against your tyranny and defeat the eugenics global control grid. Before it's fully activated. All right, I said I'd go to your calls. See, the callers just take me down these paths of issues. Sean in Wyoming, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, how's it going, Alex?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just want to call you and notify you about the Fox News e-card that came out this year. I don't know if you heard about that. Are you aware of that?
What particular type of e-card, sir?
Okay, if you go to Yahoo News and type in Fox News Zine, it comes up with an e-card and it has a sled race with Fox, ABC, NBC, CBS, with CNN and some other channel on the side.
Now, other corporate disinformation, brainwasher, anti-human, pro-New World Order, eugenics media. Zombie control system. So zombie control signal media. It's got the different symbols of the Hydra heads of the enemies of humanity right there.
Okay, if you pull this up, though, hey, guess what's pulling the sled? A bunch of sheep. They view their viewers as sheeple. And this is a blatant proof that they do so. And
well, you're saying internally this is the type of cards they have?
Yeah, this is what they sent to each other. It says Fox News, Zing, CNN, and NBC on holiday e-card, just like last year.
All right, well, I'm missing the middle part of what you're saying, so talk right into the telephone, or maybe I'm deaf, which is starting to actually happen in one of my ears. Say it slowly, the headline.
The headline is Fox News, Zings, CNN.
Yeah, see, I don't get that one. Zings?
Zings, Z-I-N-G-S.
Okay, Zings, got it, fifth time's the charm. Fox News, Zings.
CNN. And MSNBC on holiday card, just like last year.
Okay, yeah, we can get that. Fox News, Inc., CNN, and MSNBC. That'll pull it up. And we've got it. We'll put it on screen. And the article confirms you're saying that this is what Fox News sends out?
Yeah, this is an article from Yahoo talking about Fox News, and this is what they were sending around to all their employees and whatnot. On their constituents, whatever.
No, there it is, Yahoo News. Totally disgusting. No, this is talk about in your face. It's got the fox being pulled by a bunch of sheep, and it means they've got more sheep than the other ones. And, yeah, there they are. Oh, I know. In fact, I mean, they love deception. They love posing as conservatives. Last night, the five show that took over for Glenn Beck made fun of Ventura and said, oh, it's totally true. You know, he's discredited. He did, you know, say he's happy the SEALs died with no proof. And I hope they enjoy what Ventura does because he is taking action. I talked to him this morning. And so everybody can sit there and say whatever they want. They're going to have to prove it in court. So I hope they enjoy themselves. But, I mean, Fox doesn't care. They've been caught with their European subsidiaries breaking in, buying police. They've got parliamentary hearings, you know, buying the prime minister, lying about people, you know, threatening people. If they didn't do what they said, they destroy them. I mean, it is a sickening mafia group, and they are capable of anything. I appreciate your call. And there they are. If you're listening on the radio, you just type in what he said, and sure enough, it's Yahoo News. Guys, will you print me the whole article? I've got to cover that on the nightly news this evening. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in Wisconsin. Fred, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Long-time listener. I'll go straight into it. My name is Fred, and I was the person who started the GoDaddy boycott.
Good job.
I started it. I started on the social networks, and it grew, and I really, you know, I listened to you for years and years, and I'm just going to be honest sometimes. It's a little depressing. I feel like we're losing. And then every time that happens, I go out and I try to make the world a better place. You know, I spent Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and all the days after assisting people in moving their domains, all my personal time during the holiday season. And GoDaddy was slapping us in the face at the time, saying that they weren't going to respond to it. And within 24 hours, they pulled their support for the bill. I used to run a IT department for a major Fortune 500 company. I won't say which one, but I have given them thousands of dollars in business over the years. So when I reached out to them and I asked them, why are you supporting this bill? I got a very generic response. And that's kind of what led into it. And I had a whole community of people, you know, come around me and help push that out. And now there's even applications being developed for people who support these bills. You can scan it on your phone and it'll tell you if their advertiser, their manufacturers support some of the bills that you don't support. So it's pretty important because if they shut down the internet, there is no more Ron Paul candidate in the future. You know what I mean?
Let me stop here right now. You sound credible. Fred, and I would like to do a full official interview with you. So send us, when you leave us, I'll put you on hold, and we'll get your number. And then I'll have Rob do call you. Send us your proof of this. I mean, I could go dig it up. And I know about the GoDaddy boycott and how big it's gotten and how it's growing and spread into other areas now by people simply taking action. You, I mean, this story we know is true, is the ultimate example of taking action. It's what I always say. I'm here covering scary things. So many people think that I get up here and cover all these scary things to scare people. It's the opposite. I think people are just like I am. You tell me about something bad going on. You tell me about somebody who's got my neighbors tied up and they're robbing them. I'm not going to get scared. I'm going to grab a gun. I'm going to call 911 and tell the cops what's happening. I'm going to drop it. And I'm going to run over there. And I'm going to creep up. I mean, it's a great excuse for action and to help somebody. It's not that I'm even a hero. I can't control myself. I'll guarantee you, if I knew something like that was happening, I'd probably grab something like my shotgun or my M14, and I'd run right over and deal with the people or die trying. And so I think I get up here and I tell you, hey, this is going on. In my gut, I think, well, there's men and women out there who are going to stand up. I mean, I'm here telling you the dam broke. The water's coming down the valley. It's going to tyranny's going to overtake us. And it's starting to happen. And people are stepping up. People are taking action. Good things are happening. And all that evil men and tyrants need to flourish is that good men and women do nothing. And so here is an example, and I remember reading about it. One guy, and you're saying it's you, Fred, and I believe you. One guy gets mad. I remember reading that he was, I think it didn't even say Fred in the news, was helping transfer the donut mains, and it turned into tens of thousands and then hundreds of thousands, and that GoDaddy responded, begged, said, we're okay, we're not going to support the bill now. That's just a double take. As soon as you back off, they'll attack again. They're total globalists. And now I have read the news and meant to even cover the fact that it spread to other issues where there's programs where you can scan in bills and find out who supports them and then put it in a list of who you're going to support. And this revolution of using your creds, their fiat slave system against them, their Federal Reserve notes against them, if people just got into freedom and just put some energy into them, into that worthy challenge. You got in the arena. You spent days and days as they ignored you, saying you're nothing, you're little. You kept ramming head up against them, and now look at them going down. And I'm telling you, folks, that's how it works. You get in a fight. You don't think about who's going to win. You start swinging for the fences. You go 110%, and that's how you're going to stomp these people in business, in life, anything. You got to start swinging for the fences, ladies and gentlemen. You got to decide you're going to knock that home run. You got to commit to take action and that you're going to be on the field and in the arena and not those sad souls that sit up there and, criticize anybody who's taking action. So I'd like to have you on as an official guest. I'd like to have you on the nightly news. If you got Skype, we'll have you on tonight, my brother, because this is something I meant to get into more. It is such a victory that it's just a start. I'm going to give you till we go to break here in a few minutes. You've got the floor. Tell us your full name if you'd like. Tell us what you did and the example of what it's grown into in just 2 weeks, fighting the total internet takeover and the companies that are supporting it.
Okay. I'm going to withhold my last name. I did it with Fox News as well, just because I own my own business and I don't want to put a bullseye on me, even though I am already kind of out there. But, for 10 years, I've been listening to you, and I've been trying time and time again to wake people up, and sometimes it just seemed like it was fruitless, And there's been a couple of occasions where something like this happens or something else happens, and it just sparks one thing into another. And now there's this whole community that is not only going after GoDaddy, it's going after representatives, it's calling them. I always try and do for every action, there's an opposite reaction. Whenever Fox News or CBS or ABC or whatever, whenever they neglect to mention Ron Paul or they do something to purposely sabotage his campaign, I go out and I donate to him because it's what I can do. You know what I mean? And I talk about it. But the point is, you got to keep going with it. You can't give up. Once you give up, you're dead and you're gone. And it reminds me of this shirt. There's this shirt that I saw 15 years ago where a frog is being swallowed by this big bird, and his head is already down the throat, but he's got his arms out, and it's around the throat of the swan, and it says, don't ever give up. You know, it's not until the fat lady sings. So, yeah, no, and it took effort on my part. I had to give up time with my family to help people move all their domains. It's not an easy process. So to get 10,000 people or however, you know, I don't know what the official number is, however many people moved them, it takes 3 hours to move like five domains. You got to go from one to the other, back and forth. You got to click OK. And then GoDaddy started slowing the process down and sabotaging it, breaking ICANN's rules. And they said, oh, well, we're not really doing that. You know, they started locking people's.
It doesn't matter. They're now known as the place not to park your domain. And it's a message. Look, they were going to put RFID chips in all the Gillette razors and all the products by 2004. Walmart told all suppliers, every product will have it. They did a deal with the Department of Defense. They demanded it. But people threatened to destroy Gillette and others, so they backed off. And see, that's what I'm saying. What you did is amazing. So listen, I'd like to get you on then. I mean, I know you're saying Fox News had you on. Send us that clip. Send us some info. Give us your number. And I'd like to have you on as a guest. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
All right.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The global social engineers get 99% of their power by you giving up yours. The New World Order asks you to bow, to kneel, to give your intellect, your destiny over to them. All I ask you to do is stand and take your destiny in your own hands. And some people like living on their knees as slaves. Some people don't have respect for themselves. But just because a lot of people want to be sheep and want to serve evil does not mean I have to go along with what the world you want to build or that others have to go along with you. It's just that simple. Speaking of taking action, the power of our listeners supporting us, spreading the word about the radio show, the free podcast, the books, the videos, the T-shirts, you funded a truly alternative media system that is challenging officialdom. So I want to thank all of you that have become PrisonPlanet.tv members that watch the nightly news. We have a 15-day free trial going right now. Through this month of January here in 2012, we're still running the Everything Special. 70%+ off on all of my films. Check that out at Infowars.com. But the most important thing you can do is just spread the word about the radio show, whether you're listening to XM Channel 166 or whether you're listening to a local AM or FM station. People tune into this show, they're going to hear the truth. They're going to hear as close to the truth as it's going to get, because all of us are fallible and make mistakes. But I'm trying to tell the truth. I'm trying to face the full horror of it so we can make preparation for it and deal with it. It's like Patrick Henry said, I want to know the whole truth and nothing but the truth, no matter how horrible it is, and make preparation for it. People think, oh, don't be so negative. It's not negative to face what's going on. It's not depressing. What's depressing is when you finally wake up and go, what? I didn't know this was going on. And then you get creeped out. But at a certain point, once you realize the enemy we're fighting, they're a bunch of scum. And they got a bunch of yes men working for them, and we can bring them down. I know the alternative is just not something I'm going to accept. You wait till later in the next hour if I take more calls, I get into the doomsday bioweapons the government admittedly is creating under the name of biodefense. It's key information. I don't even feel worthy to bring this to you, but it's coming up at the bottom of the next hour. Laura, I know John's up next, actually. Was Laura holding longer or John? Laura in Missouri, or is it Montana? I can't read across the room. Missouri. Laura, you're on the air. Thanks.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
You know, I think next to Howard Cosell, you have got the most photographic memory of anybody I know. The way you pull figures and names off the back of your head, it's just phenomenal. But the point I want to make today is it's a bit of good news. They've got a peace officers uniting to end state and federal tyranny in Las Vegas the end of this month. Sheriff Richard Mack.
Yeah, I need to get him on the show to talk about that very exciting operation to wake up the police chiefs and sheriffs.
County sheriff, he wasn't aware of it. He didn't even know about the NDAA. And I can't believe it. But anyways, I got him going on it. I even called the sheriffs in the counties surrounding us and, you know, put a bug in their ear. They hadn't heard of it either. But I also, told them about Sheriff Mack's convention coming up, and they said that they remember seeing the emails on it, and our fax on it, and I said you all need to attend. I said it's got a lot of really good importance.
Yeah, the power of citizens calling their sheriffs and police chiefs and saying go to this Constitution course with Sheriff Richard Mack and others and find out about this. Again, all the globalists are always in there brainwashing the police. We've just got to go to them and point out the truth. Like Fast and Furious, the government caught shipping guns to Mexico.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.